and it is time now for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works, with locations in Chapel Hill on Elliott Road and in Carrboro at the corner of Main Street and Main Street. The Carrboro Thrift Shop still coming open in a matter of days or weeks, but the Chapel Hill Thrift Shop on Elliott Road is open already Friday through Monday with a reconfigured sales floor. You can donate items to both locations with physical distancing. Just check their Facebook page for hours. Aaron, A.J. Johnson, and Ellie Evans join us here in the studio today for another round of Kids Q. How's it going?
What up?
How's it
How
doing?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Yeah.
Did you almost say Allie, A.E. Evans again?
No, actually, I did that. I made it this time. Yeah.
A missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity. Well, last time, what was...
You almost called me AJ.
I almost called you AJ, yeah. But AJ is here now, so
right.
I can see the contrast.
Pressure's
and it's easier.
Off.
Yeah, the pressure's off. If I'd called you Victor, that would have been, like, game over.
Big shoes to fill.
Big, yeah, yeah. All right, everyone ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
All right, get around the radio. Here is today's question. This has taken us back to childhood. Where is the best place to hide during a game of hide and seek? It depends on the location. Right?
Well, it also depends on who you're playing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You have to get into the mind of your opponent.
Yes.
Then
be the seeker,
and then go to where they wouldn't expect you to be.
Is this like at home? This is hide and seek at home.
This is hide and seek at home. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Gosh.
Is this an indoor game? Because whenever we played hide and seek, it was always outdoors.
Yeah, I always did it outside because indoor really reduces your chances of.
I don't know. Indoor, outside, we had a tree and a shed. So if we had three people playing, the third person was just out of luck.
Somebody's out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking somewhere where, at least if you're found quickly, you can scare them when they find you. You know what I mean? Like, it might not be the best hiding spot, but it affords me the ability to jump out and scare you when you're about to find me.
Like, hold yourself up in a closet with the door closed, but don't, like, tuck yourself behind clothes and coats and blankets. Just, like, stand there right at the door so when they open the door,
there, door open,
right
in their face.
Because it's not just about being found, right? It's about, like, being able to make it back to home base or to safe territory or whatever word we're using to...
I haven't played hide and go seek in such a long time. I forgot that was a rule.
Oh yeah,
I think that might be a house rule.
Trying to make it back.
Yeah, you're trying to make it back to a particular place. So even if you're found,
I'm probably still in a game of hide and go seek because I didn't know that.
I think by this point, you've probably won.
Probably
hiding out in Mebane.
But you haven't if you haven't made it back to home base yet.
I mean, the rule is if whoever forgets it first loses.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
AJ.
I'm gonna have to go with closets, not your closet, your parents' closet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Especially if you're playing your siblings.
Oh. In a room where you're not really allowed in the first place.
Yeah. That's where you go.
Go to the place where you're not
allowed to go. Right.
All right.
And like hide, you can like hide in clothes not just under stuff.
Like you're
fully immersed.
It's a comedy movie where you're like they spread the two jackets apart and there you are. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Right.
I like that. We had a shed out back and we would play hide and seek in the backyard. So we would always invariably either hide somewhere in the shed or behind the shed. And usually home base was like right near the shed. So it was really just a race. Once you've been found. To get back before anyone happened. Like it was really a test of running ability.
So you guys were actually playing sprints, not hide and seek.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm the youngest in my family and the smallest when I was little. So I probably hid in a couch.
And then regretted
it when they figured out if I was in there and got sat on.
In a couch?
Yeah, like I was small enough to get in the couch under the cushions. But then if you're the youngest, your siblings just come up and they're like, I wonder if she's in here, and like sit on the couch as hard as they can. So maybe not my best plan.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. Or maybe don't ask your kids this question, because if they tell you, then that ruins hide and seek forever. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Allie, thank you so much.
Thank you.